This is the Composer's Datebook for October 5th. I'm John Zeck. If you happen to be flipping through the pages of the New York Times on today's date in the year 1930, you would have seen several ads for radios, including one that argued that purchasing a radio was a good investment. Just 1 year after the stock market crash, New Yorkers might have been a little leery of investing in anything. Still, that same October 5th edition of the Times announced that the New York Philharmonic would commence live nationwide broadcasts of its Sunday afternoon concerts that very day. Works by Weber, Mozart, and Tchaikovsky would be featured, with the visiting German conductor Eric Kleiber leading the orchestra. And for the rest of the Philharmonic's 1930-31 season, Arturo Toscanini, the orchestra's new music director, would lead the Sunday afternoon live broadcasts. For music lovers, that radio purchase started to look like a pretty good investment after all. And so, thanks to the Philharmonic broadcasts, in addition to Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, radio audiences coast to coast were also introduced to some of the new works of young American composers, like Roy Harris, Aaron Copland, Samuel Barber, Leonard Bernstein, and Ellen Tate Zwillick. In recent years, archive recordings of many of those famous New York Philharmonic broadcasts have even been released as CD sets, sold to benefit the Philharmonic's current activities and programs. For more information on these and other recordings heard on our broadcasts each day, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.